Good evening. This is Bill Crozier calling to order the PNB Elections Committee meeting. It's Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. It's 7:54 p.m. Central Time, 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time. What's that? 5:54 p.m. Pacific Time. Nancy, can you call the roll, please?
Okay. KPFA. Anthony Fest?
Here.
Anthony present. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Oh, Sharon is here. Okay. Sharon Adams is present. Margie Wilkinson. Margie, I cannot hear you. KPFK, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace is present. Fred Blair.
Here.
Fred Blair present. Charles Fredericks. Charles, I do not hear you. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman, I do not hear you. WBAI, Bob Litterer.
Here.
Bob Litterer present. Serene Roberts. Serene, I do not hear you. Frank Lefevre. Frank, I do not hear you. KPFT, Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Wesley present. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Bill present. Nancy Sauber and I told you present. Deb Shafto. Deb, I do not hear you. Okay, WPFW, Jim Brown.
Here.
Jim Brown present. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Eric Ramey present. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Nancy Sorden present. Marion Douglas Ngaro. Marion, I do not hear you. Okay, that's Nancy 1, Eric 2, Jim 3, Nancy 4, Bill 5, Wesley 6, Bob Litterer 7, Fred 8, Grace 9, Sharon Adams 10, Anthony Fest 11. So 11 out of 18, quorum is established.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. I sent out a draft agenda, and I will read it for the web stream. And just to let everybody know, Lynn Serpy is still ill, our national election supervisor, and so I don't expect she'll be on the call, so we might need to make an adjustment for that. Number one, call to order and roll call, which you just did. Number two, appointment of timekeeper. Number three, agenda approval for 5 minutes. Number four, approved minutes from June 28th, July 20th, and August 11th, committee meetings, 15 minutes for that. Number five, to allow a list of questions and suggestions for our national and election, local election supervisors, 80 minutes. Number six, review action items, 5 minutes. Number seven, set next meeting date for elections committee, 5 minutes, and adjourn by 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So I hear a motion to adopt that agenda.
So moved.
Okay. I'd like to suggest that we're going to have to cut it a little short somewhere because we're starting so late. But I'll leave it up to you, the rest of you, to make amendments. Anybody have any suggestions? Any other changes? Any changes for the agenda?
Is that Mike or that's Bill?
This Bill, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was a 60-minute segment for Lynn Serpy. That should do it right there, should it not?
Yeah, well, it was actually 80. So, but if you want to change that to 60, that's probably...
Mine says 60.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
That should
do it, should it not?
Well, I think so. And she's not going to be on the call, so we'll just have to make a list of questions for her, I guess, or suggestions.
This is Bob.
So, yes, Bob?
Yeah, I really don't see the point of having an extended time to discuss questions if someone is not on the call, so I would say 15 minutes for that item.
Okay. Is there an objection to changing that to 15 minutes? Hearing none, then we'll adopt that change. Any other changes for the agenda?
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Yes.
We have a 6 on NES. I think we should consider the possibility of consider sending our suggestions to her, but also to the LESs, and mark each question specific to indicate which station, because we don't know to the extent of which she can participate, and I think we better leave it up to the LESs if the NES is missing in action.
Okay, well, what I had in the...
I
think that's already covered in that agenda item. Is it?
Okay, good.
Okay. I mean, I had what I sent out by email was develop list of questions and suggestions for our national and local election supervisors. So, any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear, is there any objections to approving it? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted as amended. Minutes. Okay, Nancy, you want to tell us which minutes are ready to be approved?
Okay, I just sent maybe 10 minutes ago the July and August. July 20th and August 11th. If you've had time to look at them and you see anything wrong, please let me know. Nobody sent me anything. Everybody's busy. 28th is not done. June 28th is not done yet, and August 30th is not done yet, but those two are done.
Okay, did everybody have a chance to look at them? I know the August 11th one was sent out, I believe on August 30th.
Yeah.
I remember reading it. Well, let's do them one at a time. Is there a motion to approve the, what was the first one, July 20th minutes?
So moved.
Are there any corrections?
This is Bob.
Yeah, Bob?
I see what looks like an error about, it's hard to describe where it is. It's maybe halfway through it. Serene Roberts, WBAI, not all listeners are not on email. That's a double negative, I think it should be.
Yes.
Not all listeners are on email.
Okay, thank you. I will correct that. Bill, can I say something?
Is that Nancy?
After the meeting, you find something. Please, we can always amend these things later. So I would appreciate anything you find even after the meeting.
Okay. Matter. Are you getting our emails, Nancy? Like, did you get the email I sent yesterday with the agenda and all that?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other corrections? Or do you need more time to review them? Okay, hearing none, are there any objections to approving the July 20th minutes with Bob's correction? Hearing none, then they're approved. Okay. Then what was the next minutes, Nancy? August 11th?
That was July 20th. So there's August 11th, I think. Yeah.
Okay, do you have you want to move to approve them?
Oh, okay. Move to approve.
Okay, second. Are there any corrections? Okay, we don't really need a second in committee. Any corrections for the August 11th minutes? I think Nancy sent those out also just a few minutes ago.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
Yeah, item 6, it says suddenly NES joins and gives report. I don't think the word suddenly should be there.
Okay.
NES joins and gives reports. And then item 1 says mailing houses confirming confidentially about 5 requests. I'm not sure what you meant by that, but I think it's just mailing houses confirming about 5 requests, which, I mean, of course they have to provide them with a confidentiality agreement, but I don't know that the word confidentially makes any sense in that context.
So the correct expression should be mailing house. I'll just write it down.
It's number 6.
Number 6.
Roman numeral 6, number 1.
And it's 5 requests for mailing lists. So it doesn't say what their request for, but it's for member mailing.
I still cannot find the thing.
There's a point of clarification here. If something was done confidentially and we're on the stream, it would appear to me it would it's no longer confidential.
No. The item wasn't confidential. It's a reference to the fact that if a member requests a copy of the list be sent to a mailing house, it's sent along with a confidentiality agreement.
Agreement.
Very good. That mailing house agrees not to share the list with anyone.
No, very good.
So this is what it appears to be a reference to, but it's
I'm not sure this needs to be in the minutes anyway. I mean, if you want to just delete that item, it's probably okay. It's not like we decided anything. Would that make it simpler, Nancy?
Is that with the group? Is that okay?
No, keep it in there.
Well, we need to decide on the wording, though. At least two different things need to be clarified on that.
But we have KPFT.
Okay, Wesley?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear that during pledge drives that we do not take corporate underwriting and we do not sell our lists. I hope I never hear that out of your mouth again. Thank you.
Okay. Well, did anybody have a wording for the correction for this item? This is number one under Roman numeral 6 for the August 11th minutes.
This is Bob. I think it can just say
Bob.
Mailing houses confirmed receipt of member mailing lists in response to about 5 requests.
Oh, I see. That is probably, that makes sense.
And just to clarify for Wesley, these lists are provided by California law that requires any member of a corporation who wants to communicate with the other members to do so, but the corporation retains the power to choose an alternative to providing the names and addresses directly to the requester, and the alternative in the case of Pacifica is to provide it to a mailing house only if there's a confidentiality agreement that means that the mailing house cannot share those addresses with the person making the request. They can only promise that whatever material that the person sends to the mailing house will get sent without that person ever seeing who it's sent to.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, Nancy, did you get all that wording?
Yeah. So I want to confirm. Bob said mailing houses confirm receipt of the number of mailing lists for 5 mailers. Is that what you said?
Mailing houses confirmed receipt of member mailing lists in response to about 5 requests.
Oh, in response to. To 5 mailing lists.
5 requests.
Oh, requests. Oh, thank you. Oh, that sounds better.
Okay, are there any objections to making that change? Hearing none, then that's adopted. Any other corrections for the August 11th minutes? Okay, hearing none, are there any objections to approving the August 11th minutes as amended? Hearing none, then they're approved. Thank you. Okay, so we got the July 20th and August 11th ones approved. Are there any other? So the other minutes are not done yet. Was that right, Nancy?
Yes, not done.
Okay. So please send them when you can, as soon as you can, so we can get those approved at the next meeting if possible. Okay. I guess the next thing is, 15 minutes now for a developed list of questions and suggestions for our national and local election supervisors. And can you write those down for us, Nancy, and then send it back out within a day or two?
I'm sorry, point of order. No, that's a...
Who's that?
This is Serene, actually.
Hi, Serene. What's your point of order?
Well, it may be a point of objection, not a point of order. But it's not fair to the secretary to have to keep track of people's questions. We went through that before. Folks need to write their questions down so we don't have to argue about whether she properly captured the intention and yada, yada. Send your question in.
Okay. That sounds good. So send them to the whole list, I guess, preferably, so we'll know if we're duplicating, or at least to me and Nancy. If you don't want to send them to everybody, you can send them to me and Nancy.
And
is that acceptable to everybody?
And you will forward to everybody, right?
Just send it to everyone. If we were doing it on the call, everyone would hear them.
Yes. So, shall we try, how about a deadline? Because I don't think hardly anybody is sending in after the last meeting.
Nobody's sending anything.
Okay. So
I volunteer. I volunteer. I know, and it may not be correct, but I will try to send. I'm writing this on an email form, so I'm going to send it right away. All the corrections we made tonight on those things, and try to get these recommendations that we want to do, because otherwise I don't think it's going to get done. I don't think people are going to send me anything, just in case. But if you want to send something later on, fine.
This is Serene.
Okay, Serene.
So I really appreciate your spirit, Nancy, but I think you're overworked, because I know you're a secretary on more than one committee, and I want to respectfully repeat my suggestion that people write their own questions. Why should you end up keeping track of 10 or 20 questions instead of each person sending their one or two? I can't make you not volunteer, but I can suggest that's not a good idea.
I think Serene has, I think that's best what Serene suggested. If you want to write them down also, Nancy, that's fine. Especially if people don't get around to sending them in time. But I would propose that we have a deadline of, let's say, Sunday, and then hopefully maybe we can have a meeting next week with the NES. We'll need to decide on a date, but we need to give her a few days to look over them and respond. Is that reasonable? So we try to ask all of you to send in questions by Sunday?
By Sunday midnight?
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
is that all right with everybody?
So they may not have time until Sunday.
Right. I mean, you could do it tomorrow if anybody have a question right now, but... okay, well, if hearing no objections, then let's make the deadline for those Sunday evening. And, of course, if new things come up after that, that's fine, but we'll Nancy and I will get the questions compiled and or suggestions and send them to Lynn. Now, if you want to have suggestions or questions for your own local election supervisor, you can go ahead and send them directly. But if you want us to do it, send them to us. Does anybody want to make any specific questions or suggestions now? And also, email them? Because we do have a few more minutes.
Okay, do you want us to email you right now or just give them verbally? Or I'm not... I'm in the process of sending you an email. Is it Nancy Sabara? Is it the Gmail address, or is it the Naratomi?
Yeah, Nancy Sabara whatever my last name is, at gmail.com, yes.
Okay.
It's the same email that you used to send us the minutes, from that from address, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because you CC'd yourself with a different email address. Okay.
I did?
Oh. Yes. All right. Well, everybody, please email them. And then let's also, if you want to talk about them now, that may give other people ideas. So we have about 10 more minutes, I guess, if you want to discuss any of these verbally now. Stack's open.
With a question.
Okay,
Serene. We're doing both. Is that correct?
Yes. But what's really important is email them. But since we have this on the agenda, we can talk about it some now, too. So, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so one of my the issue came up about what the deadline is for online balloting, and it's actually on the back of the ballot, but I think that needs to be put very boldly somewhere on the website, because the deadline on the 30th is 11:59 p.m. Eastern. So those of you in the Central and Pacific time zones will need to make the adjustment. So we need to have, I think we need to have carts with that, like now. Also, I saw somewhere, but I don't remember the date, maybe someone else knows. What is the last date on which they will be mailing. I actually have like four questions. I'll try to be quick. Well, the last date on which they will be sending ballots out to people who request them. What is the plan for people whose ballots are returned? Whose ballots would have been returned, and we know this because someone who sent out a mailer has claimed that they've gotten, at least from the New York area, about 300 of those returned. What is the plan for reaching out to those people and saying, you know, we've got a ballot for you, where should we send it, or whatever the case? And I had a fourth question that just slipped me, so I'll get back on the staff whenever.
Okay.
It's possible.
Who else had a question or suggestion?
Eric had a question. I'm sure it can probably be answered here.
Okay, well, go ahead, Eric.
But I wrote the LES. He mentioned that we have to have an extension if quorum was not achieved. My question is, if during that extension we still not achieve quorum, what happens then?
Well, others can correct me, but in the past, if it still was not achieved even after an extension, then the election is essentially nullified. It has no effect. Is that correct?
Right. The board, the people who have not personally term limited off remain until the next election.
Right.
Can I respond to that, Bill? We had the same situation.
I'm sorry. One second. What did you just say, Bill?
I said except for term limits, like if you reach 6 years.
Right. That's what I said. The people who have not personally term limited off will remain until the next election.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, who else? I forgot who had a
Fred.
Question. Or?
Well, I was just going to respond. We had that situation at KPFK, and the whole election was nullified, and those people that weren't termed out for 6 years stayed, actually for 2 years.
Okay.
Okay, but suppose they do term out. Suppose they do have 6 years.
Then you have to do, no, I'm sorry.
Well, there's a limit on in the bylaws. If you serve 6 consecutive years, you have to go off for a year.
Okay, but my question is, you may have individuals who term out at 6 years. Okay, and the extension has not served its purpose. So, being a combination of those two factors, you have people terming out because of the 6-year statute, and we've not achieved quorum. What is the net result there?
Well, yeah, and you have a different situation at BFW because, let's see, the election was canceled last year, right? And then the previous one also did not achieve quorum. Was that right, or did it?
Jim might address that. I only have a vague recollection there. I know the last one we did not. We had fewer candidates than we did seats. So I believe there was an extension. Jim might be able to address that better than I can. Or Nancy.
Jim or Nancy?
I have a question about that.
Okay, well, let me see if Jim or Nancy have an answer for that.
Of course.
What we did last year was to... This is Jim.
Okay,
what
go ahead, Jim.
What we did last year was to elect the people who volunteered, who wanted to apply for the board. We elected them in a special meeting, I think.
That sounds about right.
A special meeting of your delegates?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Deneric?
No, I had something separate. We were talking about, I was raising the issue of quorum. And
yes.
Based on current projections, it looks like we may not get there. So I asked the LES about that. They said, well, there'll be an extension. Well, yeah, yeah, he's answered it. He's answered it pretty much. I guess we'll have a special election then. No, I guess we can't. I mean, if we don't reach a quorum after the extension, we're kind of back where we started. So I think someone said the election is nullified.
What we did.
Right, it's like it didn't happen if you don't reach quorum even after the extension. Oh, I'm sorry, and Jim?
Yeah, for someone who has reached their six-year limit, they have to get off the board anyway, so that would be one of the positions that we would elect someone in by the delegates.
Let me ask you a question. Are there a lot of carts playing right now to remind people to vote?
Bill, did you remember that I wanted to speak on this issue?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, this was sort of a follow-up question to that. Are there carts being played now frequently to remind people to vote at WPFW?
Yeah, they've played more now than they were before.
Okay.
We also raised that issue in our last LSB meeting, and the GM promised that he would play them. They would get played more often, and they are being played more often now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Serena?
Okay, so I don't even understand why PFW, which is struggling to make payroll, is having an election, because there are fewer candidates than seats. I know we had that discussion, and then felt it was important that they go through the process. But actually extending and having to pay for an LES for more time to make quorum in an election where the people who were certified as candidates are fewer than the number of seats just does not make sense to me. Why would we be spending money for an extra 2 weeks or four, because we can do it for up to a month, an extension for quorum? Why on earth would we spend the money for that?
Well, I can repeat, I guess, what Lynn Serpy told us at a meeting a month or so ago, that write-ins can run, and they have won at some stations. So having the election instead of canceling it, and if necessary extending it, would give an opportunity to elect the full board through the regular elections process, even if some of them are write-ins. Because at all the stations, there have been people who didn't qualify because some of their signatures were not valid or things like that, so they can run as write-ins if they want to. But I don't know any of the people at WPFW who might be doing that, so I don't know personally.
I'd like to hear from others on the call about their thoughts on that. I'd even be willing to help draft a motion that says, you know, enough. You know, they went through the process.
Can Eric go to the staff?
Let me get to Eric, and then let other people speak, too.
Hello?
Serene, is that okay?
Okay.
We hear you.
I also would like people to address the issue of what they know happened with regard to first of all, there are no write-ins who've ever won that didn't come through a slate, as far as I know. You know, so it's not person X out in the world just happened to get written in and won. But so I'd like to know what people think we should recommend with regard to spending more money that PFW doesn't have, you know, on this point.
Okay. Eric, you want to say something?
Yeah, in terms of the write-ins, I asked the LES, and apparently it's in the bylaw somewhere, they're not eligible to have PSAs. So literally no one knows who they are. No one knows that they're running, other than members of their immediate families. You know, and then the second point, it may be unrelated to what we're talking about right this second. We contacted the LES about the format of the PSAs. We think that weighs, several of us discussed it in the local programming committee and feel that it weighs heavily in terms of not being able to meet quorum. They're just being jumbled together. And the listeners are not able to absorb one before they hear another one, and then it's like bap, bap, bap. But on the other point about the write-ins, no one literally knows who they are. You know, there's no way of finding out unless they go door to door, knocking on members' doors saying, I'm so-and-so and I'm running as a write-in. So I think that's one thing that's one component that's at the center of our dilemma.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak? Either about this or other suggestions for the or questions for the NES or LESs?
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes. I think the biggest boo-boo is that no booklets came into the ballot. And in the bylaws, it's called proposals. That each it must have a proposal in there, and that each voter can vote to approve or not approve the proposals. Means, I think that word should be changed to candidate statements. So this is awful. And people need to be warned with the PSA right away. You know, if you're thinking of waiting until the last moment, and you don't have computer access, or you don't have, you can't go to the library, they need to be warned. They won't be able to read any statement at all, just a bunch of names on a ballot. I think, and
okay.
Also at KPFT, the candidate forms, although they are archived, there's no labeling on the archive except the preempted show. So it's like one candidate form was 1 hour, it preempted explorations. So it's just going to say explorations. It doesn't say anything about candidate forms. And the manager, we complained to him during the board meeting, and then the next following Monday, he says, well, it cannot be done. It has to be done that way, just with, marked with economic update or the collision. I mean, so nobody knows unless they remember. So we need a cart for telling people if they want to hear those candidate forms, they got to go back to the certain dates and those shows that were preempted and click it and you can hear it. And we already had two deletions of the archives in the candidate forms. I mean, two of my responses were just erased. I complained about this, and I already made a campaign investigation violation form. But the lady is sick. NES is sick. I don't know what's going to happen to this. I think we need to tell the candidate statement to the listeners. And there are candidates who did not participate in candidate forms, had no chance to give their candidate statement. So people receiving a ballot, if they don't have computer access, they don't know anything about that person unless they caught the cart, the campaign cart, the short one. I really think the campaign cart, at least a copy of them, or the audio, should be on Pacifica, electionspacifica.org, and some statement in a cart telling, where you can hear these things, a collection of them. I mean, that's what we had in 2012 election. We had it all on the local station's website. You just clicked the name of the candidate, and you heard their cart. They were all together on the easy to find. Okay, I'm sorry. That's it. I talked long enough.
Okay, thank you. And again, any of you have specific things about individual stations, of course, you can ask your LES. Your LES might be able to answer things like that faster than the NES. Anybody else hasn't spoken yet?
I have Bethune, KPFT.
Okay. Yeah, Wesley?
Actually, I have a point of information. Did this committee agree that ballots wouldn't be sent in the mails?
You mean booklets?
Well, whose decision was that?
The NES. I'm sorry, Bill.
You're talking about ballots or the candidate booklets?
The candidate booklets.
Well, the NES told us... I guess back in August, or maybe it was July, that in order to save money, they were not planning to send the booklets. They were going to have information on the ballots on how to get the information online or request printed information if you wanted that. It would be sent with the ballots. But this committee didn't vote on anything about that.
I know in the past we had that we should include the booklets. Seemed to be overridden.
Well, she told us what she was planning to do, and it was the reason she said was because of the cost.
Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, well, just a second, Nancy. Anybody else hasn't spoken yet? Because we're about out of time. Actually, we're past time for this item.
This is Bob.
Yes. Bob?
Yeah, just on that last point, my recollection is that the PNB voted to support the decision to not send the booklets, to only send the ballots as a cost-saving measure.
Thank you, Bob.
I was thinking that too, but I wasn't sure. So, all right. Anybody else that hasn't spoken have a question or suggestion?
This is Nancy. No, I've spoken already. Wait.
Yeah, well, let's see if anybody else, because we're past time for this agenda item. Okay. Well, unless somebody wants to move to extend, we're kind of past this time. But everybody can again send your email email your questions and suggestions.
Does
somebody want to? Okay, Serene.
I'm working on a motion to recommend that, it's only a recommendation to the NES, but to recommend that WPFW not extend for forum. So I don't know under which agenda item that would go, but I'm giving notice that I'm working on it now.
Okay. Well, let me just say, if we're going to meet next week, it might be better to hold it till then, because by then we'll know better how many people will have voted. Does that make sense?
Not really, because the election closes on Friday, so I don't know what day we plan to meet. But if she has to be looking at the numbers on a regular, on an ongoing basis, we want her to have this in mind. I don't want to drop it, you know, a day before the election closes.
Okay, well, if we're going to do this, somebody needs to move to extend time, because we're over time for this discussion.
I'm going to extend 5 minutes.
This is Sharon. Okay. I second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none, we're extended. Do you have that ready for us, Serene?
Well, she can be writing it.
I'm a slow typist. Sorry.
Okay.
This is Nancy. KDFP.
Yeah, Nancy. Anybody else? Yeah, Nancy or anybody that has any other suggestions or questions?
Yeah, I would entertain Serene's motion to get already. You know, we already prep it and approve it and everything because we need to move faster. And I think if the PNB voted not to use the booklets, they were voting to violate the bylaws. I mean, it says the proposals. That means candidate statements need to be, you know, in that thing. I don't understand why we should make some kind of remedial type behavior and evidence that we, you know, are trying to, we broke a bylaw and that we're trying to make up for it. I mean, it shows something, the CPB.
Did you reference which bylaw you're talking about, Nancy? Because I don't remember seeing that in the bylaws.
Okay. It says distribution of ballots. What is that? Where is it? I'm trying to, trouble with light here.
Paragraph PFW
okay.
After.
It says the foundation shall make reasonable efforts to distribute and otherwise make available the ballots. Okay, then it says, set forth, number six.
Well, which article and section so we can find it?
Section 8, B. Let's see, what article is this? Article 3.
Article 3 is not about the delegate elections. Article 4 is about the delegate elections.
Isn't that what this is?
This is a delegate election. Article 3 deals with meetings and things like that of members, which there has never been one. But
I mean, that's not about the I'm in the wrong place then?
This is Bob. Can I clarify?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, this section does deal with all sorts of elections, including delegate elections and elections or votes on propositions, which would basically be bylaws, amendments, and so forth. So it is covered there, but I'm not sure it's... But Nancy should read the language that she thinks was violated, because I'm not sure that was the case.
This is Sharon, point of information. What article are we talking about in section?
Article
3,
section 8.
Nancy, you want to clarify again?
Article 3, section 8.
Section 8, voting and voting by written ballot. It's the NB, distribution of ballots. And it says, number six on distribution of ballots, set forth the proposed action.
Right, seven. Sorry.
Go ahead.
The preface to that sentence says, with the exception of ballots related to the election of delegates,
uh-huh,
each ballot so distributed shall also set forth the proposed action. So that's a reference to, you know, a proposition for a bylaws amendment or something other than a delegates election. So
oh,
it doesn't
I
apply.
Misunderstood.
Correct.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. So we did. So PNB did not break a bylaw. Oh, but
right.
I think that just puts a big horrible thing into the election, not having those candidates in there. And I think
okay.
people in
what?
Yeah.
Some other people wanted to speak, Nancy, I think.
Eric from PFW.
Okay. Well, let's see, who, before you, Eric, who else, I forget, wanted to say something?
Nancy.
This is Sharon. I would like to give
Can Sharon time. Ask something?
Okay. Well, actually, Sharon, I think, was first. Go ahead, Sharon.
Nancy Jordan, also from WPSW.
Okay. Yeah, Nancy, right.
Well, I kind of thought we were talking about Doreen's concept. I mean, let me just say on the issue of the stuff being sent to people, it's already happened. I mean, at this point, Pacifica might not even be here in time for these people to even serve on the board. So I think spending more money on the election at this point to send out more stuff is not a wise use of Pacifica's funds. And on the same line, in regard to what Serene was proposing, which I haven't seen the motion yet, but I just want to say that I agree that if quorum is not reached at KPFW, I mean, I'm just stating this because Serene asked for some feedback, I do think that we should not be paying the NES any future funds, because the whatever votes come in at that point are sufficient, and there may be write-ins at that point, or there may not, but whatever ballots have been counted and received, those should qualify, and the election should end at that point, my opinion. That's how I would vote.
Okay. Well, just per the bylaws, if you don't get quorum, the election, the ballots are not counted. They don't make any difference. So either you get quorum and they're counted, or you don't get quorum. And that's the reason for extending it. But it's up to the NES to decide whether or not to extend it. You know, we can certainly pass on a motion if you want to give the NES a recommendation. Let's see, Nancy Sorden? I mean, let's see, that was Sharon, was that right? Sorry, my connection's not real great.
Well, Eric is in queue also.
Okay. But Nancy and Sharon, did both of you get to say what you wanted to say?
I did.
This is Sharon.
Okay, so make sure you finished. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
We are PFW.
No, did Nancy Sorden speak?
Oh, okay. Well, Nancy, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy. Nancy Sorden.
Thank you. Yes, what I wanted to say was that I believe that we asked, in lieu of mailing the pamphlet, the booklet, that the voters, the members, be given explicit information over the air and in the mail, that if they wanted a booklet, all they had to do was call the station and ask for it, and a booklet would be mailed to them.
Okay.
Well, Nancy on the set. Take it to
two. Okay. Well, let's go back to Eric and then Nancy.
Thank you, Bill. In response to what Serene mentioned in the motion, PFW, we're currently running a separate PSA indicating that there will be an extension if quorum is not made. I don't know how that weighs here, but that
was going on. Who recorded that?
Say that again.
Who recorded that?
The GM, the general manager. It's being played on the air. It's being played.
Okay, well, go ahead, Eric. Well, let's let Eric finish first.
Yeah, so I'm saying just in terms of Serene's motion, I'm just bringing that up as a matter of fact. We're currently running a separate PSA saying if quorum is not met, there will be an extension. So that could be problematic.
Request for information. Thank you, Jordan. Request for information.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes, I would like to ask Eric, did Eric at PSA say that we might need to extend the election? If there's quorum is met, that we will.
Well, I mean, it says if quorum is not met, we'll have to, and it'll be a drain on precious resources. But it's saying, you know, if quorum is not met, that there will be this extension.
That there will be.
Yes. But they won't, you know, it's kind of a moot point because we won't.
But it does point out that it will drain our resources.
I'm looking at the numbers that came in. That doesn't mean that there won't be a last-minute surge, but, it's, you know, there could be a last-minute surge, but nonetheless that PSA is being played.
All right, thank you.
I suggest you tell your LES and your GM that it's not up to GM to decide that, and it may be extended, but it's up to the NES to make that decision.
I think based on that, that's at the center of the announcement.
Okay.
It's kind of, out of lack of another word, it's kind of academic if we don't. If A isn't achieved, we're going. Plan B will have to kick in.
Yeah.
This is Jim Brown.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, I believe, I'm not sure, that as a result of our last meeting and that question came up, we requested that the GM get in touch with the OES to see if that could happen, if we could actually record and announce and try to boost the numbers for my listeners. To vote. I think that's
actually,
I think that's what happened. I think there was a request on air now is saying that if I hear it correct, I don't know now because I didn't hear it completely yet. But I think it says that if we reach quorum, we're asking folks who have not voted yet to vote.
Let me give a correction to something I said just a minute ago. If you look at Article 4, Section 5, this is the delegate elections election time frame. It says all ballots, this is the second paragraph, all ballots should be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election's close date, then the election's close date shall be extended by up to 4 weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. So, it has to be extended according to that. The amount of the extension is up to the NES, but it says the election's close date shall be extended if quorum's not reached. So, yeah, we should all be pushing to make sure the quorum's reached by September 30th.
And I believe that's what that PSA on the air is doing.
Folks to
vote. And if the quorum is not met, then the election may have to be extended. That's what it's saying.
Right.
Yes, okay. This is Serene.
Yes, Serene?
Okay, so initially when I asked who recorded that, I interpreted, perhaps would be the best word, what Eric said to mean that someone was already promising an extension of quorum. But as he spoke further, I realized that, as Jim just pointed out, that it was urging people to vote by saying, hey, we don't need to spend money by extending. Do it now. Vote now so we don't have to do that. It's not a promise of an extension. It's a warning that we don't want to have to extend because of non-participation. But regardless of the language, shall extend for quorum, this is not an election that needed to happen. As I understand it, I don't have the citation here, but we went through this last year with PFW, nonprofit laws of California in terms of the corporate code, nonprofit corporate code, allow for the seating of candidates, if you will, if, in fact, there are fewer candidates than there are openings. because they don't think a nonprofit should have to invest, you know, $20,000, $30,000, whatever it costs for salaries and mailing and so forth, when the results are predetermined in large measure. And I don't know that people hearing a card on air that says, we have 5 openings on the board, send in your application by such and such a date, and then having it voted on, brings you candidates that are any better or any worse than people being written in. I thought I had heard some conversation early on when Lynn was talking to us about this that suggested there was going to be a really vigorous write-in process that was sort of encouraged by the LES or something. That maybe I misunderstood the intention there, but that didn't happen. And I just don't see that we need to spend more money on that. But
okay,
anyway,
we're way over time, even on the extension.
I do have a point of personal privilege. I just want to correct. I wasn't talking about whether or not we needed to extend to pay the National Election Supervisor, who has many duties and even more now than when she started out. But I was talking about not needing to pay an LES, an extended,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, let me ask if this somebody wants to extend it. We're 14 minutes into our 5-minute extension, so I'm sorry I didn't ask for a timekeeper earlier. So if somebody else wants to say something about this, then we need to extend time.
This is Eric. I just need probably 15 seconds.
No.
Okay. Well, does anybody else want to speak too? Okay. Well, any objections letting Eric speak? Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Okay. We're on the stream, obviously.
Yes.
And just to say very briefly to Serene, I'm assuming you're familiar with the incident we discussed from last year with the LES. That factors heavily here, so I'll leave it at that.
Obikibi.
Okay. All right, Serene, can you read your motion, please? I see it. You emailed it to
us. I'm in the kitchen. Can someone else read it now?
Nancy, did you get it? Nancy, is Sabra Narkomi? Since you're secretary,
check.
Make sure you got it. Okay.
Yeah, let me check.
This is Bob. I can read it.
Okay, go ahead,
Thank
Bob.
You.
Whereas there are fewer certified candidates at WPFW than open board seats, but the decision was taken to conduct elections. The PNB Elections Committee recommends that the NES not extend for quorum at additional and unnecessary cost. That's it.
Okay. Nancy, can you call the roll on that since we're out of time?
Excuse me, but this is Marion in Washington.
Oh, hi, Marion.
Hi, I got on late.
Okay, well, hi,
Marion.
Do you know what we're voting on?
Yeah, I heard. Okay.
Okay. And welcome.
Thank I don't think you. She's saying she wanted to go to the stack. She's getting
right.
No.
Attended to purposes.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, Nancy, to
call
the roll.
Oh, okay. So are there any objections I'm asking Bill to ask everybody?
Well, I'm going to object. So
oh. Okay.
I don't know if anybody else is, but because I think the bylaws are clear.
So could you clarify yes or no?
But I believe I understood you to say a minute ago that it's in the bylaws and it. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, I'll read the bylaws because that's kind of a point of information.
No, I'm
this article, Section 5, it says that if the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election close date, then the election's close date shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor.
Yeah, it sounds like a moot point.
Right. Does that means we don't need to vote? This is Marion.
Well, it sounds like we're throwing more money away.
This is Bob.
If we don't.
Well, I tell you what. Let me. I'm under a rule that you know we're not allowed to pass motions that contradict or violate the bylaws. So I'm going to rule that the motion's out of order. If you want to contest my ruling, that's fine.
I am going to appeal the ruling of the chair. It's a recommendation to the NES. She can use her judgment.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Okay, Bob. Now we're at, right now we're on the motion to
appeal the ruling of the chair.
Right.
Right. So,
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay. So what it says is, then the if the required form of ballots is not received by the election's close date, then the election's close date shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. So it is completely reasonable in that language for her to choose to extend it for 1 day and then close it. So, you know, she can decide that, I mean, the numbers I saw seem far short of what I think is a needed quorum. So she could say that there's just no chance at all, which is a judgment that every NES or many NESs have had to make in other situations, where if it's so far short that continued extensions are not going to get anywhere, then they can make a judgment call, which is why the bylaws are worded that way. So I don't think that that passing this motion as a recommendation is a violation of the bylaws.
Okay, just to make it short, I want to.
This is Grace to the chat.
Okay,
that works.
All right. We had Nancy Sorden on the stack, so go ahead, Nancy.
I'm wondering where the California regulations come in here. I believe the California regulations have overruled our bylaws. To actually allow the election to be certified when we don't have enough candidates, and would they overrule the bylaws in this case? Well, for the same reason.
May I respond?
Well, let's go on the stack. We're way over time, everyone, and. I believe Grace was next.
That was a point of information. That was a request for information.
Eric, okay, well, I don't know. Does anybody
Eric,
have a
Eric,
point of
Eric.
Order?
Yes,
okay,
I'm
wait,
trying
hold,
to ask.
Wait. Let's one at a time, please. Okay, so I'm going to take points of order first.
Point okay, of order. Wesley, KPFT, point of order.
Yes.
Are we not voting on whether to uphold the rule of the chair? Are we
yes.
going to argue this?
Right, that's what's on the floor right now.
Hey, thank you.
Okay. So, Grace was next, I believe, on the stack.
I'm sorry.
I thought
I was going to be allowed to answer Nancy's point of information. My place on the stack
okay.
and my right to
okay.
speak, since I'm appealing the ruling of the chair, have nothing to do with answering
All
the
right.
question.
Well, go ahead, Serene, if you can answer it. If you know for sure what the answer is, I don't.
Well, your ability and my ability aren't linked. I don't understand your statement.
Okay. If you go ahead and answer, please.
The fact is that California law would have allowed us to fill those seats without an election. But having begun the process of an election, we're now stuck with following the rules of an election. But the NES has a certain amount of discretion where she sees the reality of the situation and what's written. She can examine our recommendations, examine the bylaws, look at the trickle of the ballots, look at the history of the trickle of the ballots there, and make a decision.
Okay. Okay, if you need to speak more, let me put you back on the stack, but... thank you for answering that. Grace?
First of all, even if we concede that Bob Lederer's argument regarding the bylaws is correct, an amendment would have to be made to Serene's motion to, instead of not extending the election to facilitate its reaching quorum, to extend it for a shorter period of time, that would be an amendment
But the other thing, I'd like to make a request that on these votes, our secretary call off the names of the WPFW members on this call so we can get the sense of how they feel about this. And the next thing is, in a prior call, the National Election Supervisor, I believe, mentioned that there were a few candidates who were not qualified. They were members. They did put in their candidate statements and their information, but they just simply didn't have enough signatures. So it could well be that there are write-in candidates. We won't know until those ballots are looked over. And I think if there are, and there's every possibility that there are write-in candidates, mainly, I think there were something like three or four people who didn't make the final cut but are still members in good standing and did express a desire to be on the LSB. So I don't think we should just X out the concept of write-in candidates. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Anna, I keep forgetting we're out of time, so did you want to move to extend time, Eric, before then you can speak some more?
I don't have to. I just think I have something very relative, and it'll probably take 20 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead.
The PSA that the LES is putting out now, I think is a huge difference. He's saying there are six qualified candidates as opposed to six candidates who've qualified. And the other part of there are people who, at least one, who's saying that he is running as a write-in. And then again, nobody knows who the write-in people are. But I think the LES erred in saying we have six qualified candidates, you know.
Implying that the write-ins are not, you mean?
No, the implication is that it sounds almost like six people have sent in their resumes. I mean, that's the best example. He should be saying we have six people who have qualified.
Okay. Well, why don't you just write down your suggestion and along with these others. Okay, thank you. Okay, can we go ahead and vote, please? I guess first vote on the motion to sustain the chair. I ruled that the Serene's motion was not in order because it was inconsistent with the bylaws. So if you vote yes, you're voting to sustain my decision. If you vote no, then you disagree with that.
And at what point do I get to speak to my challenge?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. We're out of time again. So do you want to move to extend the more?
I would recommend it. I think if I brought the challenge, I get to speak to it.
How much more time? I mean,
how long do you need?
15 seconds, just like Eric. No, 10 minutes.
Okay. Serene moves to extend 10 minutes. Are there objections to that?
Did you say 10 minutes?
This is great. I object.
Serene, did you say 10 minutes or 2 minutes?
I said 10.
She said 10 minutes. Okay. Nancy, can you call the roll on extending time for 10 minutes, please?
Okay. So not ruling of the chair, it's an extension of 10 for the rebuttal. Anyway. Okay. Extension to 10 minutes. All right. Sharon Adams from KPFA?
No.
Sharon, no. Anthony Fisk?
No.
Anthony Fisk, no. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace, no. Fred Blair?
Rick? Nancy, I can't vote, so I'm not going
to... Okay, all right. Abstain?
I'm no longer a member of the committee.
Oh, really? Oh! You resigned? Never mind. Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Thank you for streaming in. And Jan Goodman? Jan?
Is not on the call.
Get excused absence.
Oh, she's absent.
Well, there's no such thing as an excuse.
Okay. KPFT, Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Bill Crozier?
No.
Bill, no. Nancy Sabar and I just told me yes. Jim Brown? Jim? Can I hear you, Jim?
Yes.
Who is that?
I said, whoever's in a background, there's a bunch of background noise. Please mute yourself.
Yeah, can somebody mute themselves?
Oh, thank you. Jim Brown, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yes, okay. Jim, yes. Eric Ramey.
I'm going to pass.
Eric, pass. Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Marion Ungaro, Douglas Ungaro, sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yes is Marion, Eric, Jim.
You didn't call Bob.
Bob.
Or Serene.
What time is Bob or Serene? Oh, I didn't write BAI yet. Oh, sorry.
Eric actually.
Oh.
Eric passed.
Eric passed, yes. Okay. Serene.
Yes.
Serene, yes. Okay, Bob, letter.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes is Bob, Serene, Marion.
You need to call Eric again.
Oh, yeah. Eric passed. Did you make a decision, Eric?
I was trying to, you were saying, what's the count so far? I'm sorry.
Okay. Bob, yes. Serene, yes. Marion, yes. Jim, yes. Nancy, yes. Wesley, yes. That's six yeses so far. And the no's are Bill, no. Grace, no. Anthony, no. Sharon, no. Four. Four no's. 64. And one abstention.
I'll vote yes.
Eric votes yes. So that's 7-4. 10 moments.
Okay, well, let's... Okay. So the... that still fails. It takes 2/3, correct? It would take 8. So let's go ahead on the vote to sustain the chair. So a vote yes means you agree with me that the motion was out of order. And if you don't agree with that, you can vote no. So, Nancy?
All right. Okay, so we're essentially saying that I can make a challenge to the chair. The chair gets to speak to it, but I do not.
We did speak earlier, didn't you?
I get to speak after I bring the challenge bill closure. I believe you're familiar with some of the rules.
Okay, go ahead. I get the last word, though. The chair gets the last word on a challenge to the ruling of the chair. But go ahead, Serene.
So we're extending for what period of time?
I don't know. We voted not to extend, but I'm going to let you go ahead.
We voted not to
extend
for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
We voted not to extend for 10 minutes, but there must be an extension if we were to talk.
If there's no objections, I will let Serene speak for 1 minute and I will speak for 1 minute. Is that okay?
1 minute?
Yeah, this is Eric. I thought we just took a vote on this.
Well, we did.
But there's 12 of us and 2/3 to extend.
Okay, what do you want to do, Serene? You need a motion. If you want to extend, you need to make a motion then.
Well, you're chairing, Bill.
I was offering to let you have a minute, and then I would take a minute also, because if I wasn't going to take a minute to do this. But
well, you, but
is that
you
adequate?
Spoke several times before on the point, so I actually don't think you need another minute on it. But, of course, you're the chair, so you can take your minute.
Serene, how much time do you want?
I think we should extend for 5 minutes and have a discussion so people understand what the issue is.
Okay.
It sounds like we're having catastrophic failure here.
Yeah, you know, we just voted no on a 10-minute extension. Are you making a motion to have a 5-minute extension? We could do this if you want.
Fine.
Okay. Can you call the roll on that, please, Nancy?
Okay. We're voting to extend.
Is there an objection?
Is there an objection? Please.
This is Anthony. I object. We're wasting so much time talking about extensions of time. Let's do business.
This is
stating your objection. You should not be speaking. Point of
okay.
order. Are you chairing?
Okay. All right. there's a motion to extend the meeting for five, or to extend this item for 5 minutes. So can you call the roll, please, Nancy?
Yes. KPFA, Sharon Adams?
I pass.
Pass. Sharon passes. Anthony Fest?
No.
Anthony votes no. Great Darren?
Great? No. No.
Great votes no. Okay. Fred doesn't vote. So you're no longer a member of the... Okay. Jan Goodman is absent. Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
Bill, no. Nancy Sabar and Natomi? Yes. Jim Brown?
Are we voting to extend? Or are we voting? What are we doing now?
We're voting to extend 5 minutes or not. So yes to extend for 5 minutes or no, not to extend. And we need two-thirds majority.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Jim, abstain. Eric?
I'm going to abstain. I'm just, this is already consumed 5 minutes, but I'm going to abstain.
Okay, Eric, abstain. Okay, Nancy, Sorden? Hello, Nancy?
Oh,
I don't hear you.
I'm sorry, abstain.
Abstain, okay. Marianne Douglas-Ngaro?
Yes.
Marion votes yes. Okay, Serene?
Yes.
Serene votes yes. Bob?
Yes.
Bob Litter votes yes. Okay, the yeses are Bob, Serene, Marion, Nancy, Saibar, and Itomi, Wesley. That's five. Five yeses. The noes are Bill, one, and Great, and Anthony and Sharon, four, five to four. So five yes, four no, and two abstentions, three abstentions.
Okay, so the motion to extend fails. Can you call the roll on the vote to sustain the chair, please?
Okay.
Vote yes if you want to sustain the chair. Vote no if you do not want to sustain the chair.
Okay, chair's ruling not to have, not to accept Serene's motion about saving money on the, not extending the extension of the WPFW election. Okay, KPFA, Sharon?
Was that what you said, Bill?
My ruling was that the motion was out of order because it's...
Oh, okay, good enough. Bylaws. Good enough. Sorry, Madam Secretary, go ahead.
Yeah. Does everybody understand? Okay. Sharon Adams?
I vote to uphold the chair's ruling.
Yeah, uphold is yes. Okay. Sharon votes yes. Anthony Fest?
I vote yes.
Anthony votes yes. Grace Aaron? A KPFK? Grace, can I hear you?
This is Grace. I vote yes to uphold the chair.
Okay. Yes, KPFK.
Sorry.
I mean, Grace votes yes. Okay, KPFT, Wesley Bethune?
No.
No. Wesley votes no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Bill votes yes. Nancy Sabar and Itomi votes no. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Can I hear you, Jim? Okay, Eric Ramey?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Okay, and Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Marion Douglas-Ngaro?
I abstain.
Marion abstains. Okay, Serene Roberts from WPI?
We are throwing away money we don't have. No.
Serene votes no. And Bob Litter?
No.
Bob Litter votes no. Okay, the no's are Bob, Serene. Why didn't get a... Is Jim Brown on?
Okay, I didn't get an answer from Jim. Okay. There's Bob, Serene is no, and then Nancy...
Hello? I was muted. I didn't know I was muted.
Okay, how do you vote on the ruling of the chair? Yes to support and no against the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I have a request for information.
Nancy Sorden. I'm changing my vote to no.
Okay. Nancy Sorden vote change from yes to no. Okay. No. All right. And I forgot what I was doing. All right.
This is
This is Marion. I'll change my abstention to a no also.
Okay. Marion changes from abstention to no. All right. Here we go again. No's. Bob, that's no. Shireen, no. That's two. Marion, three. No. Nancy Thornton, no. That's four no's. Okay, let me go up to the no's. Nancy Sabar and I tell me no. Wesley, no. That's six no's. Okay, six no. All right, now let's go to the yeses. Yes. Eric, yes. Jim Brown, yes. Bill Tozer, yes. Grace, yes. Anthony, yes. Karen, yes. That's six yes and six no. Motion fails.
Okay, so it's a tie. Can somebody remind me on a motion to sustain the chair, does a tie mean that it's chair sustained or not? I think it means the chair sustained, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know. Bob, do you know?
I generally heard a tie makes the motion fail.
Yes, I believe that chair sustained.
You don't know.
Bill, I'm totally confused here. Shireen was saying we're throwing away money, but I thought this was the same effect we were having with not to have.
Okay, well, we're out of time. So, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say a tie does not sustain the chair, okay? Because I don't remember for sure. I think it does. I think it's different than regular motion. But in that case, let's go ahead and vote on Serene's motion, please. Because it's really getting late. And it's just a recommendation anyway.
Okay. Serene, could you encapsulate your motion and remind us all what it is?
We've already wasted tens of thousands of dollars on holding an election where the seats were guaranteed for the people who qualified.
Okay, just read the motion, please, Serene.
Excuse me, I don't have it in front of me. She asked me to summarize. And
well, I can
I'm
read it.
That
can
if we fail to add, you need to stop doing that. If they fail quorum, we should not extend and spend even more money. That is the recommendation to the NES. She can disregard it if she thinks that they're going to make it or whatever other reasoning, you know, comes into play. It's a recommendation.
I've got a point of order here. I've just pulled up Roberts, and apparently a tie does sustain the chair.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking, but I couldn't remember. Okay, so...
Could you give us this citation, Eric, for future reference?
Any ruling of the chair can be changed, but such appeals must be made immediately after the ruling. If debate has progressed, the challenge is not in order. Law Roberts' Rules of Order allows debate under certain circumstances. The practice of some groups is to allow no debate. Roberts calls a challenge to the chair an appeal from the chair's decision. When a member wishes to appeal from the decision of the chair, the member rises as soon as the decision is made, even if another has the floor, and without waiting to be recognized by the chair, says, Mr. Chairman, I appeal from the decision of the chair. The chair should state clearly the question at issue, if necessary, the reasons for the decision, and then state the question this way. The question is, shall the decision of the chair be sustained? If two members move and second appeal of the chair, the effect is to take the final decision of the matter from the chair and vest in the meeting. Such a motion is in order when another speaker has the floor, but it must be made at the time of the chair's ruling. As noted above, if any debate of the business has interfered, it's too late to challenge. The motion must be made, seconded. This is taking a long time, but
there's a tie, what does it say?
I'm sorry, here, the motion must be seconded. Is not amended, but can be reconsidered. A majority or tie vote sustains the decision of the chair.
What is the citation?
Okay, I'm just going to read what it says. It says a majority
sorry. Citation means where is it, not what is it.
Section and paragraph.
I'm not in the Pacifica bylaws, if that's what you're asking. I'm in Roberts.
No, I'm asking where in Roberts, what page are you reading from in Roberts, in which edition?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I Googled. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay,
so you're reading a site about Roberts, not Roberts. Okay.
Yeah, it essentially says a tie does sustain the chair.
Thanks.
Well, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure. I think Grace was saying the same thing. Whether this passes or not, it's just a recommendation. Serene, you're welcome to send the recommendation in, and we'll send it on to Lynn with the other suggestions also. And any of you, the rest of you from WPFW, if you'd like to make a recommendation also, that's fine. We can add that to the list. So I believe that means that the rule of things to the chair was sustained, so I rule the motion out of order. Can we go ahead and set the meeting date? Review action items on the agenda. Everybody, please send in your suggestions and comments to at least me and Nancy, or if you want to, the whole committee by Sunday midnight. Are there any other action items?
This is Jim. Point of information.
Yeah, Jim.
Serene's motion will be sent to the supervisor, right?
As a suggestion, but not as a motion passed by the committee.
That's okay.
Yeah, and you can send another suggestion if you'd like to. That's fine. Okay, so for next meeting date, before we got on the meeting, we were discussing maybe having one a week from today, the 28th. That would be the soonest possible, and given 7 days' notice. And hopefully Lynn Serpy would be able to join us by then, and that's just 2 days before the election close date. Does anybody have another suggestion? Yes.
If we were to extend this meeting, would we still need the full 7 days' notice? Because I don't see much is going to happen. And, you know, we meet on the night of the 28th. What's going to happen in 2 days?
Well, the 28th is a week from today. That's 7 days.
I understand that. That was not my question. Did you understand my question?
You're saying extend this? No, I guess I don't understand. Go ahead.
I'm saying meeting on the night of the 28th when the election closes on the 30th doesn't give much time for anything that we have to say to take effect if it was going to have any effect anyway. I'm asking whether we would still be bound by the 7-day requirement if we were to simply extend this meeting and meet perhaps on a Tuesday, assuming that's free. I don't have the calendar in front of me.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Does that just not entail a motion to postpone?
It's not the same thing as postponing. It's essentially adjourning to a specific date, I believe, in Roberts. And okay, I think you're right. I don't think we have to give the 7 days' notice for that if it's essentially a continuation of this meeting. Is that what you're saying, Serene?
That's what I would recommend because, as I said, you know, meeting next Wednesday when the election closes on Friday.
Okay. Well,
and there are a significant number of problems that still need to be addressed. You know, there are a bunch of unaddressed violations that have to be dealt with.
Okay, well, I'm open to what people want to do. Finance is meeting on the 27th, so I guess the choices are maybe the 26th or the 28th?
Yeah.
This is Grace. I suggest we meet on Monday. That's the 26th. Is that correct?
Yes.
And
that's what Serene was suggesting? Is that right, Serene?
This is Nancy.
What's on the calendar that day?
Nothing.
So we just need more time because I moved to the restaurant.
Okay.
I don't think you skipped the afternoon.
Then I hear back.
That's my motion.
Okay, so are there any objections to that? We'll essentially continue this meeting on Monday, the 26th. I don't hear any objections.
Okay.
Any questions?
I have a request for information. I did not get Serene's email motion. I want to put it in a minute. And all of your ideas, I know, don't just, you know, say goodbye and kaput and forget. I mean, please just spend a little time to remember what you thought of and send. And I'll send you email of my email so you don't get it set up.
I would suggest you send them to me and Nancy because I'm still not sure Nancy's getting all the emails from everybody.
Yeah, for safe, good idea.
Right, Nancy, which motion are you saying you didn't get from me?
Your motion that we were going to vote on, to recommend to the NDS not to extend the election of WPFW if they don't make quorum.
That's odd, but I'll send it again. I hit reply all on your minutes, so.
Really? Or maybe it's just slow. I don't know. I still didn't get it.
Okay, well, I don't believe there are any objections to continuing this meeting on the evening of next Monday on the 26th at a regular time. Is that correct? And I will let Lynn Serpy know. Hopefully she can join us. Anything
Bill,
else?
You're going to post it? Yeah, Bill, you're going to post it right away before somebody takes it?
I'm going to try to post it. I'm not sure if it will let me post it since it's less than 7 days. But since it's a continuation of this meeting, well, let me ask, if you know, our compliance officer is Otis McLay, who also handles the website, and that's why he's had it set so that normally you cannot enter a meeting that's less than 7 days away. But if it's a continuation meeting, I'll see if we can do that. If not, should we meet on the 28th? Because that is 7 days from now.
Bill, this is Nancy. The 28th is personnel. Yes, is anybody on this committee on personnel?
Yes.
27th. Oh, okay. Okay. Green is. And the 27th is finance.
That's fine,
right.
You guys. The 27th is finance. I'm on finance. I think Bill is on finance. Who is on finance?
Yes.
Anyway,
I'm not on finance.
Oh, not anymore. Okay. Yeah,
okay, so.
I'm on personnel. This is Jim.
Okay, what backup date do you want? Well, actually, the 27th, if we have to give 7 days notice, the 27th wouldn't work either. So, I will check with Otis tonight. Yeah, Nancy?
Yeah. I think the 7 day thing is really good, but I think, doesn't it say somewhere in the rules that, you know, as much as possible we try to keep it? We have emergency meetings. We could call this a special elections meeting. I mean, we have time-sensitive issues
well,
here.
Well, I'll see what I can do, and it will be a continuation of this meeting. I don't know if we have to give 7 days' notice for that or for not. I think we don't, but I'm not sure.
This is Marion. I'd rather not meet on the 28th if it's possible to meet on another at another time earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it earlier is okay, we'll do it on the 26th. Nobody objected to that.
Right.
So, okay. And okay. If we have to give 7 days notice, we couldn't do it on the 27th either, because that's 6 days
right.
from now.
No, but
okay.
Bill?
Mr. Chair, this is Eric. Bill.
Eric,
we had a professional parliamentarian come in before PFW. He's not here, obviously, on the call. He's ruled that at our meetings that if it's merely an extension, it's the same as a recess. It's the same as if we went to lunch.
I think that's right. Yes. Right. Okay.
So,
all right. Well,
request,
are we done?
Request, Bill, that you do call Otis if it automatically refuses your automated system. Then you talk to Otis and tell him, please, it's time to continuation.
I will try to do that tonight, and if I can't get him tonight, I will at least post it on the 28th so we have something posted, and then I can cancel it if we can get it added back on the 26th. I will let everybody know, though. So what's your emails?
Okay. This is Eric. I'm going to drop off. Just let me know what you
okay.
decided.
Thank
you, Bill, for being a very patient chair.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thank you, everybody, for participating, and let's try to be on time next Monday or whatever we meet.
Thank you.